We are back with another episode of the Footy LG Pod. As always, it's myself and Tony, and we're here to talk all the footy from the past week. Spoiler alert, this is going to be a heavy TFC episode because the boys are flying high, and we're going to get it out with the home opener coming up a little bit later. Tony, I want to start off. There's a new trend that I'm seeing across TikTok, and I don't understand it, but there's so many big soccer teams doing it, and I don't know why. Like, I've seen TFC did it today. Wolverhampton did it today. There's been a bunch of other ones that are doing it, and I don't get it. So it's like, it's that song where it's like, if music's your therapy, who's your therapist? And then it's like a slideshow. It shows like each a player from that team. And then it's fucking the wrestler Roman Reigns, and the music turns into his theme song. And every team is posting that saying, we acknowledge you. And I don't get it.
Spoiler alert. I guess we're going to take top of the trash pins. Sorry for the beginning, because that was my third one.
Dude, I don't get it.
I don't get it either, because it's kind of a villain thing. Because, I don't know. I've been dabbling in the wrestling lately, watching it, because I'm kind of bored most of the time. And I'm more Team Cody Rhodes, finishing the story. And I feel like that would be more of a fit for TFC with how this year is going.
I don't get it. I just see everything where it's like,
it's just because the whole thing is he made The Rock acknowledge him on I believe it was SmackDown last week.
But it's like I don't get why soccer teams are doing it. I guess like a wrestling thing, that's cool. Why are soccer teams doing it? For those of you that are wondering, here's the sound I'm talking about.
If music is therapy, who's your therapist?
It just cuts to a picture of Roman Reigns.
Because that's his theme song, right? So
yeah, but I don't get why soccer teams are doing it. I don't understand.
I think that's just the trend right now. Because that's, for us growing up, Hollywood Rock was a pretty big figure, right? And, it's kind of crazy to see that coming back and how it's not as favored as it is. And seeing certain teams side with the bloodline is pretty... I don't know. It's one of those trends, It's just like, it's just an easy trend to get likes, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's making me laugh though, because it gets me every time. Because I saw the TFC one, I was like, okay. And I saw another one, I was like, okay. And I saw Wolves, and I wasn't thinking. And then I'm scrolling, and all of a sudden the song hits.
I saw the one with Sporting too. Sporting did it.
What the hell, man?
So I don't know, but. I don't know. Does Footy LG acknowledge Roman Reigns? Do we do that too?
Yeah, sure. We might have to. Oh, man. You know what we do acknowledge is that it was a fantastic week for all of our teams. I mean, minus Man U, but I'm ready to just move past that. And, we look at our teams. Let's start with you, Tony. Napoli, Juve, big, big match. And Napoli pulled it off. What are some thoughts there?
I know in the grand scheme, that's huge. It may not look as like a big game because of the points difference between Juve and Napoli, but I think Napoli, for the most part, have just helped Inter secure the title, keeping away from Juve with that win.
Yep.
That's a big win heading into next week, where they will be playing Barcelona in a very winnable game now. So the game against Sassuolo winning 6-1 is a given. Sassuolo's a relegation battle team. But Juve's reality is they haven't had a great month, but Juve's team this year has been playing very well. And for Napoli to show life and show fight in that game, to come out on top, maybe they can make a run, make a push for that top four. The way it's looking with the coefficient, 5 teams from Italy might get in, so... they're not too far behind. I believe it's 6 or 7 points. So
they're 8 points behind Bologna in fourth, and they're only 4 points behind Roma in fifth. And Roma's on the down. I mean, they've been doing good their last 5 games, but there's some issues going on in that club, man. So I could definitely see them taking a fall. Atalanta's lost 2 of their last 3. Like, you guys can make the move up if you start going on a run.
If this coach Calzone gets Napoli back into that idea of just being back to where they were confident wise, this is a team that could easily go for a run at the end of the year. They won't catch Inter, but they may screw up a lot of teams on the way there. So I think, and obviously, they're in that little thing. They're in that battle with Juventus for that one of the remaining World Cup spots. So we'll see how it goes. So, but I was really happy with that one.
Yeah, it's a big win. Always nice to beat a team that you hate too. So, and speaking of which, Porto, my team, had Benfica last weekend in a big match. You know, the last Porto's been having a slow season, wasn't looking good. It's the eve of Benfica's was 120th anniversary, and Porto slapped them 5-0.
That's so embarrassing, man.
You know what? It is embarrassing. In the past two games, including last week or the week before against Arsenal, it's hard to say this with a straight face, but Pepe is still one of the most dominant defenders in the game. Now, I know this is a Portuguese league, but even against Arsenal, Pepe does not look like he's lost a step. And the guy is freaking a beast. And he's got to be what, 38 years? He's 41 years old.
Yeah, he's older than Ronaldo,
Okay, he's 41. He's starting in Champions League against a team that's hot right now. Arsenal is one of the hottest teams in the world. And he's putting in an unreal performance. He's stellar against Benfica. He looks so good. It's insane to me. But I want to give him some credit because he's been fantastic this year on an otherwise underwhelming Porto team. It's sad seeing Eustáquio be relegated kind of to the bench in like last 5 minute duty. I don't know what's happened there. He used to be a starter last year. Now he's kind of switched off. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's good to see us smash our rivals in Benfica in there, especially on their anniversary. 5-0 is that's just a dominant win.
Yeah, that's in a rivalry as big as that to have that happen is soul crushing. So it's but it's, you know what? It's nice to see those kind of games. So
Oh yeah, I absolutely love it. So yeah, that's a good weekend for us for those two teams. Obviously, another favorite of ours got a big win. We're gonna get into that shortly. But you got any well, you know, before we get into top ends, trash bins, let's just mention it. Champions League was back this week. Pretty much everything we predicted was happening. Bayern obviously overcame Lazio. They're through. PSG's through. Man City's through. Real Madrid was a little bit of a situation. They only tied today, but again, they're still through comfortably. They were never trailing at any point either. So it's all four teams made it through almost exactly like we said it would go. So with that being said, let's not dwell too much on it because I want to get into a lot of TFC shortly. So let's get into some top bins, trash bins.
So I'll just start off top of the trash bins. A video was sent to us today of Mario Balotelli with fireworks. Top of the trash bins for Balotelli keeping the same story going all these years.
Buddy, you know that people say same shit, different day. This guy's the epitome of that. He burns his house down. You would think he would be the one to not be playing with fire or anything like that. It's insane, but guy does not learn. He's not, arguably he's never been the sharpest tool in the shed, so can't say too much.
No.
But my God, man, what is his problem?
Yeah, I at that point you just have to I have to laugh because it's too funny to see this guy still doing the same shit. The second one, obviously Inter Milan released the newest edition of their new sponsor with Paramount, obviously, but they're gonna have the Ninja Turtles on their jersey and
So
Marcus
dope.
Tur I know, right? But Marcus Thuram tagged Kylian Mbappe as a Ninja Turtle.
Yeah, that's
Top in
hilarious.
trash bins.
It's absolute top ends. The guy's the fucking hilarious, man. Like, first of all, it is cool as hell that they're doing the Ninja Turtles on there. However, it is Mbappe, right? And Thuram throwing it out there. That was so funny. Kudos to him. Yeah, fantastic shithousery. I loved it.
Yeah. And obviously, like I mentioned earlier, the third one was the Roman Reigns trend going on, but we've already spoken about that. So let's get into the big topic for this weekend.
Massive.
There is one team in MLS that has not conceded a goal yet this season in two games.
And you know what's crazy?
No
Actually,
one bet
holy
this one.
shit! What I didn't see regarding those Inter Milan jerseys, I knew the blue and black jersey had the one face on the front. I didn't know they also have a white jersey that has all four on the front.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it online on their Inter Milan shop. So obviously the black and blue one, and Tashaun Buchanan is the model for for one of them, which is awesome. But it's all
Oh,
sold
that's
out.
interesting.
But then there's a white one, where it's all four of them in the front of the jersey with the actual colored masks on too.
Well, that's pretty sick.
That is dope. Oh, fuck, man, Inter Milan's gotten so set with
I
Paramount,
hate them,
right?
man.
I
And they got the
know.
Kanye. Then they got the Kanye
The
song too. Like,
Kanye
what the
Ultras,
hell, man?
yeah. You just
Why do they
yeah.
need all this? Like, listen, I had a good year last year with Napoli. They didn't need to do this to me. They need to go one up us on everything.
No, but they, yeah, you know what? Napoli used to have the jersey game on lock, but
no, Inter's catching up.
Man. Inter's got it this year for sure. But no, back to TFC. Yeah, you know what? And we're not getting, if you've listened to some of the MLS big hitters like Extra Time and all those pods and stuff like that, no one's really talking about TFC. There's a, I think it was Extra Time too, did a whole section on new coaches and how they're doing and left out TFC. So we're being overlooked, and I'm cool with that. You know what? Let's fly under the radar for as long as we possibly can. But like you said, Tony, throughout two games, we've had arguably two of our toughest.
Two of the best teams last season.
Two of our toughest anticipated road games of the year. Yeah. You're going away to Cincinnati.
Which
and
we
away
never won before.
Cincinnati's the Supporter Shield winner last year. And then away to
New England
Revolution, who were fifth in the league last year, always tough, and they had that new shitty turf field.
Mm-hmm.
If you told me we would leave with 4 points in those two games, I would have called you a liar.
Yeah, no.
But not only did we leave with 4 points, we're the only team that has yet to concede a goal this year.
Yep.
Impressive. I mean, there's no other words to say about it.
That the only start that would have been better is we won both games. But I mean, you look at last year, we had but 4 road points all season last year.
All season, bro.
Yeah, like in the last 18 games of last season, we had 3 points.
Yeah, it's
we had 2 clean sheets all last year.
It's nuts.
Like the turnaround. I know it's still early days, but the turnaround at this point is, you have to tip your hat to Herdman and the boys, because these are serious teams they played. You know, yep. Cincinnati on the road, they started last year 13-0. They started their season. Yep. New England Revolution had a fantastic home record last year.
Yep.
Like, those are two teams that, you know, they're top of the tier right now in MLS. And TFC made the work, and they got the job done in both games.
Yeah, you know, it's the defensive line. A lot of bounces that wouldn't have gone our way last year have gone our way. Like, that last game, there was a few instances in the box where it got a little shaky. But we battled through. Sean Johnson made some fantastic saves, rightfully the goalie of the week this week and the MLS team of the week. And, you know, it was, again, the goal by Insigne was a thing of beauty. That chip, that's what he needs to be doing. He needs to use his smarts, because, you know, if he's not going to be competing anyone with his speed or anything like that, what he has that other people don't is the technical ability and the IQ to outplay these players in MLS. And that's exactly what he did in that play. He saw it. He goes, I know I can put the ball in a nice chip over in that corner. Let me do that. And it worked to perfection. He needs to be doing that way more.
Yeah, no, that's a veteran move right there. That's a, like you said, the IQ, high IQ of a player. When I first saw it, I thought he was trying to chip it for Prince. And then I saw the curve. I was like, wow, that's actually really nice to catch the goalie off the line like that. So,
yeah.
I just read a crazy stat. Do you know the last time we had a road victory as TFC?
A road victory?
Yeah.
I don't know, September of last year? Maybe, no, not September, not September. I would say maybe April of last year, May?
Nope. August 27th, 2022, when we beat Charlotte FC 2-0.
Now, how is that possible? Because if we had 4 road points last year, what was it, 4 ties?
I think so.
Yikes, man.
Yeah, we didn't. That's what it says here. This cover of TFC MR.
Yikes. That is
official media relations of TFC's Twitter account lit up.
Well, you know, we have been bad. So, hey, listen, we got the mugger back. The Herdman era is starting nice. You know, it's.
And that game was without Larea, too.
Yep. Oh,
that
yeah.
Was the impressive Petretta playing out of position. Nicholas Gomes.
Yeah, you know
pretty,
what?
Pretty good debut for him.
So what did you think about him?
He's young. He's young, but I think with Long beside him, he's going to fit well with Shane O'Neill and him. I think they actually fit very well. I'm not too on Petretta in that position, but, I mean, for the case that he had, he did well. But I liked him. I enjoyed him out there.
Yeah, you know me. I'm not the biggest Petretta fan at all, but I could do it maybe someone else there, but I think Gomes, you know, he had some shaky moments, but I think he looked good and he did enough in his debut for us to say, yeah, we want to see some more of him. Mm-hmm. That back line, Long, man, he got snubbed again for the week.
Good.
He is so quality. And the nickname of our new goalie center back duo of the Long Johnson is fantastic. I mean,
Long Johnson, dude, those they both played amazing. Like, I mean, Sean Johnson made a few saves at the end there that won us that game, and that's something easily that you can't, you know, you like you look at the big names in football that play goalie. You know, like the Buffons, the Casillas, the Neuers, they make huge saves.
That's what they do,
when,
right?
When your team needs it. Like, you don't, they may not have, they may have good defenses behind them, but when the defense is breached, they have to be there. And Sean Johnson right now, I mean, we've seen, I mean, if it wasn't for Jovinko and Altidore, Sean Johnson probably would be a 2 or 3 time MLS Cup champion. For he's been in MLS. But, I mean, he had to play against those guys for 4 years, who I'm pretty sure knocked him out twice in the playoffs.
Yeah. So, not to mention Pozuelo.
And Pozuelo as well. So, like, he's always – TFC's always been that team that's ruined him. And, I mean, he's showing his colors from his days in the NYFC, yeah, his first two games.
He's really impressed me. He's been the best player on our pitch. I want to give another shout-out to someone who's really impressed me, too. I mentioned it last week in his first game. Bernadeschi, again, has bought into the system. I mean, you see him tracking back and rushing hard and then going up. People are going to say, like, oh, well, where are these goal contributions, yada, yada. When you got a guy that's tracking the way he is and playing the way he is, they're not going to be as often as you would hope from a guy like a Bernadeschi. But I would rather this style of play than someone who's putting in 1 or 2 goals every week but not doing anything on the defensive end. The way he's playing, I'm absolutely in awe. I would argue that he's our best currently informed player, not named Sean Johnson. I know Davey Flores, we'll get into him in a second, but – but the way Bernadeschi's playing is, to me, he's been invaluable for us on that side. Like, he's just been such an important piece of this team, and I'm glad to see him buying in, because that was the question, right? Does he buy in? Does Insignia buy into this Herdman system? Because if they don't, it'll be a mess like last year, and so far, looks like they have.
Yeah, I mean, that's the biggest thing, is that they just, it's like Bernadeschi, it's more on him than Insignia's playing his position. But for Bernadeschi to play out of position, having that defensive task, like, yeah, you don't have Larea on your side, so you need to put in work. You have Shane O'Neill, who, nothing against Shane O'Neill, he's been playing well the last two games, but if Shane O'Neill goes up, you're gonna have to track back.
Yeah,
and he has, and I have been very impressed with Bernadeschi doing that.
Yeah, so. And here's the thing, right? So we have a lot of, like, our defense has made errors. There has been some shaky moments. But this is their second game together.
But the thing is,
that's what I'm loving. Though.
Moments they've been covering each other very well.
Like, yeah, but again,
made a mistake. He was there. You
but
know.
It's still they've, like, only played together 2 games. You know, yeah, what I mean? If I this mean,
Shane Long's only been here for 2 weeks, like, he came 2 days before the season started.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it,
you know,
the two weeks they've been together to play, and, like, the way they're playing, it's, to me, it's insane how good they are together. Give them a few more games to kind of get back, and that shakiness will get straightened out, and they'll be unreal.
And you saying that too reminds me of that open house, that town hall that TFC had with Herdman, where Herdman said, "I'm not just going to buy anybody. I want to buy people that fit in perfectly to our game." And I mean, he's done it. He's done it to this point. I mean, look at Debbie Flores, how he's done well. Gomes, especially Long, like, these are all players that came in and they just fit in perfectly, like, as if they were the missing pieces, right? So
yeah, let's talk a little about Flores again. I know we went into him last week, but again, another performance where I thought majority of the time he was excellent. His first touch at times is fucking god awful. One of the worst first touches at times I've seen, but my god, does the guy run and play hard and tackle and get back, and he's done so much good. That one call that almost went the wrong way for us with a penalty kick, but that was him getting back. And
he saw that ball. He got the ball.
Yeah, it's on that one. He's been very impressive, and I'm okay with the mistakes he's been making and what he's done because of how he reacts to it and gets back. It's been very impressive. So it's another guy that I'm very happy of the purchase. I was hesitant seeing his career. You know, he hasn't done much, but he's fitting into this Herdman squad very well.
Yeah, and his vision on the field, like it's just perfect. Like, when we see Shane Long go, Shane O'Neill go up, or he saw Petretta go up a few times, he just tracked back. He just held back because they have the offense. He doesn't need to be overflowing like Michael Bradley used to do. So, I mean, it's just a nice sight to see someone just paying attention to the defensive end on this team, right? So,
yep. Well, let's get to the signing that we haven't talked about yet because it came out last Thursday. TFC fans got into ecstatic news when they saw we signed Longstaff from Newcastle, and everyone's going crazy. I think most people thought we signed Sean Longstaff, who is a prominent feature in that Newcastle squad right now. It was not him. It was his brother, Matty Longstaff, who
I thought they were cousins. I would have done the rush hour thing.
The cousins. No, it's the brother. They are brothers. Oh, okay, cool. no, Matty Longstaff from Crenshaw Boulevard.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
No, yeah, so Sean Longstaff's around us right now. He's killing it on Newcastle. Matty Longstaff started on Newcastle. And actually, we got him from Newcastle, but he's just been on loan for the past few years. And last year, he had a very rough ACL injury back in, I think, December of 2022. So he's been out for a year and a few months now. He's come into Toronto FC. There was a lot of hype behind this kid when he was young in Newcastle system. He even played a few games, scored a few big goals against Manchester United. So there's some hype behind him. Where does he fit in? Is he taking Coelho out of the lineup if he comes into play? Where does he fit?
That's tough because Coelho is playing really well with Flores and Osorio.
I agree.
Like he's not doing anything crazy, but he's complementing both their styles. Like he's that perfect in between the yin and the yang, you know, like he's just perfectly holding on to both those guys. I don't see Longstaff starting right away.
No.
I think he's going to probably be a sub simply because you can't change something that works. And we've seen this a lot with Herdman's Canada's where he does keep the same formation, even when it doesn't work. But I think he'd be a bench player. But I think, it, like you said, like coming off an ACL injury, he had high promise prior to then. Possibly could earn that spot pretty quickly if he plays well, right? So
that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah, he might come off as a sub at first, but if he starts playing well, when you're looking at the way the team is set up, I think it's that Coelho spot have to be looking at, right? Because he's not taking out Osorio. Yeah. He's not taking out Flores the way Flores has started the season. He's not taking out one of the Berna or Insignia on the wings. You know what I mean? Like there's not much room there. I'm all for depth. Don't get me wrong. But if this guy's good enough and Coelho can become a bench piece and comes in off the bench,
yeah,
I might be okay with that.
Oh, I would be too. I mean, because Coelho, I mean, that's like one of our biggest problems last year was the fact that our bench when we made subs did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, it's brutal.
So, I mean, if you're going to add in players that are going to keep the guys on the top 11 on their toes, then I'm all for it as well. Because that's the key to some teams, right, is having players that, yeah, I could easily start, right? So, you got to keep your game up.
Yeah. Yeah, and we have like you said last week, it was Larea was out on the injury report. Hopefully, he'll be fit for this weekend. Herdman did say it was just precautionary and stuff. He had some tightness, and again, he joined us a couple days before the season opener too, and he still played. So it's looking at that. I think Kerr is still out.
Yeah.
So before we get into looking at this week's home opener game, let's talk about our little competition. Me and Tony are going back and forth guessing the games. I was up 1-0 after week one. You get 1 point for guessing the right result, and you get 3 points if you guess the right result and the right score. I came so close to getting it perfect last week. I said 1-1, and I even said Insignia scores a goal to stick it to me. He scored, but they won 1-0, so I don't get a point. Tony, you called the win. You didn't get the score right, but you get a point for the win. And now we're tied 1-1 going into this week's game, which is the home opener. The boys are back at BMO Field. It's Toronto FC versus FC Charlotte or Charlotte FC or whatever the fuck you want to call them. And for the first time this season, Toronto FC are the favorites.
Yeah,
Tony, give me your initial take on the game.
I mean, the weather's not going to help us the way it's looking. It's going to be a cold, rainy day probably in Toronto. But you know what? I think Herdman, he's going to have the guys ampled. He's going to have them ready to go. He knows how big the home opener is for Toronto. In history, we've always done well this game. This crowd's always fantastic. And I think after the way last year ended, to the way it started now, the crowd at BMO is going to be electric. They're going to be crazy on how, like, just how loud it's going to be there and how fun it's going to be. And I think, I mean, Charlotte, their previous game, I'm not sure what their score was. I'll look it up now.
So they tied Vancouver.
Okay.
And their first game, they beat New York City, who are in dead last right now.
Okay. So they've had some easy schedule to start the year.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, to put it lightly, I guess.
So, I mean, I feel confident. I mean, this is not the same TFC as last year. I know we touched on it on the weekend that TFC is not being rated by MLS yet. It's not being rated by anybody, but this is not the same team. This is a much different team. Even though it's got a lot of the same players, it's a totally different team.
Yep.
And we've had some success against Charlotte. We've had some – Bernadeschi alone has had two amazing memorable moments, his debut goal and then the corner kick goal against Charlotte in Toronto. So –
oh yeah.
I mean, this is if I had to pick a team that Bernadeschi likes to play against, it's going to be Charlotte FC. So,
yep. No, it's a game that has TFC having a kind of a showing out party against mm-hmm. you. Know, like you said, we play well against Charlotte. It's a home game. It's an afternoon game in March. The only thing is the weather. It affects both teams, so don't get me wrong. But the poor weather is going to be a factor. It's looking like it's going to be raining a lot. Let's hope it's either before or after the game, because you know me and Tony will be down at BMO supporting the boys. It's going to be a good game. Hopefully Larray is back. I'm excited to see what they're able to do in person. And it's the first home game of John Herdman's official tenure as a Toronto FC head coach. So it's a big, important game. I don't want to label anything a must-win yet, because, I mean, it's not a must-win game, but this is a very big must-win morale game
TFC. If they can get a win against Charlotte at home to start their home opener, that's going to be a big thing for the fans.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to get a lot of people back on board saying, you know what, we had a rough patch, but let's keep going. Let's get back over here. So,
yeah. But listen, they keep it up at this rate. We're going to have more points than we had last year by middle of April.
That'd be beautiful. That'd be beautiful.
I don't know about that. I think we finished last year with like 20-something points. But yeah, that we'll be able to pass that hopefully by mid-season. And you should be looking good going through. Like right now, there's, I think, seven teams all tied at 4 points in the East.
Yeah, we're only 3 points out of first because Inter's playing an extra day game.
So. Yeah, and we're, like I said, it's us. I think Charlotte's a team that we're tied with, so if we beat them, we pass them up. Mm-hmm. And then you got another few teams that are all at 4 points right now. It's early in the season. It's only been two games. Nobody in the East is undefeated. Nobody in the West is undefeated.
Maybe we're undefeated.
Oh, sorry. No one in the East, no one in the West have won every game, is what I meant to say.
No one's perfect.
No one's won every game in this league so far. A lot of parity going on so far. You need to see those teams that'll be breaking apart from the crowd. Obviously, the refs are going to be giving Inter Miami every benefit of the fucking doubt. Yeah. But other than that, you know, it's an exciting time. So, Tony, this Saturday, BMO Field, 2 o'clock. Give me your prediction.
I'm going to go with – it's going to be a 2-0 TFC again. And I'm going to say there's two – I'm going to be a little bit crazy on this one, but 2 goals in the final 10 minutes. They're going to make us sweat, but we're going to get the job done at the end.
Buddy, that'd be sweaty as fuck. I'm going to – so we're both calling the win because I'm taking the win as well. It'll be if when only one of us will take the lead in this game is if we get the score right. I'm going to go 3-1.
Ooh.
I'm thinking we're going to – you know what? We haven't let a goal in, but we've only scored one. I think we go out front this time and we put some on the board and we win this game 3-1.
Oh, just before we end, I got to ask, do we play Prince and Akinola again?
I don't know, man.
I feel like they've had two games. Neither one. Prince had one chance.
Yeah,
he
did
on the offside goal, but I mean, I think Akinola and Prince, they have to move. I think you got to give Lula a big – I think he deserves it, the chance.
I think he deserves a chance too. I don't know. Owusu hasn't been awful last game. He was awful the first game. It's, you know, if we had a guy in there that could play, it'd be unreal. I don't know if Herdman's waiting for Kerr to come back and throw Kerr in that role. And he's just kind of like Prince Owusu's just kind of there for the time being. Why not give Mailula a try? I don't know, man. I don't know who we're going to see. I wouldn't be surprised if Owusu's the one who gets the call on Saturday. But instead of subbing in Akinola this time, sub in my Lula to see what you got.
I wish Tyrese Spicer was available to play too.
Well, injury as well. Is he injured or is he just with TFC 2 right now?
No, I believe he was injured last week.
Oh, because I only saw on our report. What's his face? Lorea and Kerr were on the injury report, but maybe he is too. I know he was at TFC 2 for a bit, but who knows? It'd be cool to see him first overall pick. You think you got to get him involved sooner rather than later as well, too, right? So
especially the fact that your two strikers are not scoring.
Yeah,
I mean, if he doesn't score, okay, well, not any different than anybody else, right? It's not like Prince scored two goals and you take him on the bench. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I mean, dude, that cross that Shane O'Neill sent to him, like a perfect cross.
Yeah, right on his head. Wires it
over the bar. I'm like, wow, like you're not getting that cross from Shane O'Neill all the time.
No,
like, that needed to be finished.
It really did, but I mean, what can you do, right? It's tough on these guys, and you know, being a striker, it's not an easy job. Tony, you know that better than anybody. Mm-hmm. He just doesn't seem like he has it. We need someone though in that middle because that'll improve the entire offense around him. Yeah. So I would love Kerr to come back. I hope Spicer pans out and can be that guy too. Maybe, who knows? That would be awesome if he could. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see, but. And we don't have to wait too long, maybe a couple days. It'll be the home opener. Thank God it's an afternoon game and not a night game in March again. It's going to be awesome, guys, down in BMO this Saturday. Me and Tony will be there cheering on the Reds, and we'll be back here this time again next Thursday discussing what went down at BMO on the weekend. Hopefully it's all good news. It's very weird that it's been good news for the past 2 weeks for us with TFC. Yeah. This isn't common over the past few years. So very exciting time. Guys, everyone, get on the bandwagon. Now's the time. You don't want to jump on halfway through the season when we're making our way to the Supporters Shield and people want to jump on late. Now's the time. Get on, support the team, and support the pod because we're talking about the team. So, guys, like I said, FootyLG, Spotify, Apple Music, get us on Instagram, TikTok, at FootyLG. Tony, you better get that Roman Reigns meme going up.
I'm Team Cody over here.
and that's it for us, guys. You guys have a great rest of your week, and come on, you Reds.